page 483, the case 73. Matsu's permutations of assertion and denial. Let me read the case first. A monk asked Grandmaster Ma, "Please, teacher, going beyond the permutations of assertion and denial, directly point out to me the meaning of the coming from the West." Master Ma said, "I am tired today and can't explain for you. Go ask Chi Tsang." When the monk asked Chi Tsang, Tsang said, "Why didn't you ask the teacher?" The monk said, "The teacher had me come here to ask you." Tsang said, "I have a headache today and can't explain for you. Go ask elder brother Hai." When the monk asked the elder brother Hai, Pai Chang, Hai said, "At this point, after all, I don't understand." When the monk related this to Grandmaster Ma, Master Ma said, "Tsang's head is white. Hai's head is black." This is a story, whole story. A monk asked Grandmaster Ma, "Please, teacher, going beyond the permutations of assertion and denial, directly point out to me the meaning of the coming from the West, meaning of the Bodhidharma coming to the West, coming to the China from India. So directly point out to me the meaning of the Bodhidharma coming to the East China from the India. Going beyond the permutation of assertion and denial." In Buddhism, we say four basic propositions. One is it exists. Second is it doesn't exist. Third, it both exist and doesn't exist. Fourth, it neither exists nor doesn't exist. When you discuss all discussion, pattern of discussion are fit to this four category. You know, this is called four basic propositions. Okay. And denial means 100 denials. We have, so 100 denial means each of these four category has the rest of four, rest of four. In other words, the one category says it exists. In this category, it exists has four the category. It exists, it doesn't exist. Okay? And third and fourth. Finally, all for 16. Okay? Do you understand? Yes, 16. And also, each category is exercised in the realm of three worlds, past, present, future. So, in all, I think 48. Okay? 48 discussion coming up. Anyway. And also, this 48 discussions sometimes have already occurred. And also, those 48 discussions haven't occurred. So to this category. So in all, 96. And then original four category plus original four category. So 100 categories. Okay? 100 category of discussion pattern there. This is the intellectual understanding through the intellectual sense we discuss. For instance, suffering, okay? If you say suffering made by a self, okay? The second, you say suffering is made by others. Third, suffering is made by a self and others. Fourth, you say suffering is made neither by a self nor by others. Finally, what the suffering is, from where suffering comes. And also these four category, basic category propositions, anyway, extend into the three world, past, present, future, okay? And also, you know, some of them have already occurred, some of them haven't occurred. So, unmanifested or manifested discussion there. So, finally, suffering is discussing about suffering is going endlessly. Do you understand? Constantly going. Finally, we don't know what the suffering is. So, finally, you can return to the zero. Nothing to say. So if you discuss through and through, finally you reach the zero. No conclusions. So this is called four basic proportions and 100 negations, we say. Okay. This is the very usual the pattern of discussion through intellectual sense. And then this the discussion says, please, teacher, going beyond the permutation of assertion and denial. In other words, don't discuss, don't tell me about the real meaning of Bodhidharma. Coming to China from India, not by the usual discussions. Beyond the discussion, usual discussion, please tell me real meaning. In other words, why Bodhidharma come to China from India to teach what? And then you Chinese people has to listen what? From Bodhidharma, what we have to listen? What does Bodhidharma teach? Okay, so, pointer, it says, in explaining the Dharma, there is neither explanation nor teaching. In listening to the Dharma, there is neither hearing nor attainment. Since explanation neither explains nor teaches, how can it compare to not explaining? Since listening neither hears nor attains, how can it compare to not listening? So in explaining the Dharma, if you teach, if you talk about the Dharma, you have to talk with the Dharma with mouth, okay? With the mouth means explain. The Dharma in a word, anyway, with a mouth. Next, you have to explain, you have to talk about the Dharma with your body, okay? even though you don't say, you don't explain it with a word, with a mouth, still you can explain, you can teach with a body, means actions. When you do gassho, when you sit down in calm, with a calm mind, everyone knows. You can teach what the calmness is through the words. If you show kindness to the people, it's not necessary to explain it in a word. So because you explain the kindness with your body, okay? And next, you have to talk that Dharma with mind, means you cannot talk about this table only. You have to explain this table and also life of the table extending into all sentient beings. In other words, through this table, you have to talk about all life of the universe. That is talking about Dharma with the mind. In other words, if you see others, you have to understand others, all. Okay? For instance, if you talk about Mozart, okay, music, you have to talk about Mozart, who existed in the past, but he is not the past. A person who existed in the past, separate from us. No. You have to talk about you as a musician. The music you play with. Okay? So through the Mozart, you have to talk about you. Otherwise, you don't understand the Mozart. Much less, you cannot listen to music by Mozart. Mozart music, you don't understand it. Same applies to Dogen, okay? Someone says Dogen Zenji was Japanese and also 13th centuries. It's ridiculous. It's not contemporary Americans, okay? So you shouldn't listen. If you understand it in that way, how can you understand your life? Do you? How can you understand the music? How can you understand the rock and roll? Okay. If you put down the Mozart music, you don't understand rock and roll. Okay. You don't understand any music through your body who exists now. So-called contemporary American. But usually we do all this. Or Dogen is Japanese and also he lived in the 13th centuries. So he's not American, contemporary Americans. This is really ridiculous prejudice. You don't understand their people's life. You don't understand how to live in peace and harmony. So, that's why here says, in praying, explaining the Dharma, there is neither explanation nor teaching. You have to go beyond. Mozart is, a being who doesn't exist now. Or, Mozart is being who exists here. No, you have to complete beyond. Mozart is the saint, or Mozart is not saint, going beyond. You have to talk about, anyway, Mozart. And also you have to listen to music beyond this way. At that time, so-called, you can listen. Okay? You can listen without listening. You can explain Dharma, Mozart, without explanation. Okay? Because you can learn. You explain Mozart, but you can explain simultaneously contemporary Americans who loves music. Okay? And also, you can talk about modern contemporary music. You understand it through the Mozart. But most human beings are very prejudiced. That's why Mozart, while Mozart was alive, anyway, his life was very sad. Do you understand? Because people didn't understand him. After death, finally, we appreciate his music. This is human beings are really prejudiced, very narrow understanding. Why we have to talk about this again and again? Okay? So this is a Bodhidharma. This is the purpose of the Bodhidharma coming to the China from India. Anyway, he want to talk about the Dharma with the mouth, with the body, with the mind. And also, Chinese people has to listen to his teaching music. Anyway, that his life, about his life and Buddha's life and ancestors' life and all Chinese people's life and Indians' people's life. At that time, you can really listen to his teaching. That time, no explanation, no nothing to listen to. For instance, if you are greatly affected by hearing an impressive word, or by hearing a very impressive orchestra, at that time, can you explain? Nothing to explain. At the moment when you listen to, immediately, probably you can get the very grand word, so-called wow, etc. But when you are really moved, greatly moved by listening to this music, exactly, you don't say anything. Nothing to say. Even a word, grand word, nothing. But music is really touching your heart, and music exists. At that time, where you are standing, music, where is the music? Where is the place where you and music and Mozart and contemporary Americans, all sentient beings live in peace and harmony. Where is it? It is right now, right here. That's it. Now, right now, right here, it's expanded to all 10 directions. Anyway, it's huge. You don't believe it, but you can experience this kind of big world right now, right here. This is called impressions so much. Inspirations, we say. Okay. So, moment is a moment you can catch it, but on the other end, there is a moment you cannot catch it. Both simultaneously exist in a moment. That is total picture of moment. But usually, if you get the moment, immediately you are attached to the moment when you have got in your mind. And then start to play with it. This is what is called four anyway, basic propositions and discussion coming up. And also 100 negations coming up anyway. And then start to race against. This is a discussion, starting argument and crying, laughing, etc. And then at that time, you are really interested in that discussion, completely forgetting the moment which you don't know. Moment is very pure moment, okay? This is the moment you exist.
So that is a moment, is just like a piece of paper, very thin piece of paper. No partitions between the ideal moment and not ideal moment, pure nature of moment, which you cannot put a certain idea on it. No. You can't catch it. But without this pure nature of moment, you cannot get experience idea of moment. Where do you stand up? It's really very thin piece of paper with two aspects. Okay? And then between the two, there is no partitions, even though you say very thin piece of paper. No. But we try to explain oneness, just like a skin of the eye, okay? Do you understand? Skin of the eye, or contact, your eye contact? Contact? Contact of your contact lens of your eyes. It's exactly one become. It doesn't, contact lens doesn't bother you, okay? If it bothers you, it's not one. So it exactly touched your eyes without any interruptions, and that time contact lens becomes very peace. Okay? Just like a relationship between the ideal moment and pure nature of the moment is just like identical twins. Okay? So exactly identical twins. Or the contact lens, exactly. So there is no particular partition between. Okay? It's working, but in order to explain the temporal, we have to say A and B. Between A and B, some partition there. That is really thin piece of paper. With two aspects, we can say so. But practically speaking, no partitions. It's working together very peacefully. Okay? That's why we don't understand this. So we live always in dualistic world, creating idea of the moment. And then we are interested in playing with these ideas and discuss it, etc. Finally, we completely forget from where it comes. That's why Saddhama Pundarika always says, Buddha wants us to awaken from where it comes, what we did in the past. You forget completely the moment when you were born in this world. But you cannot forget, actually. But we forget. That's why Buddha constantly reminds you from where you come. In other words, let's return to the source anyway. This is a real moment. You have to come back to this moment. This moment is really rich and peace and also dynamic. Because if you are there, you can do something. But simultaneously, basically, you can become anywhere very pure. Nothing to be left. This is the basic nature of existence. So you do this, and then you return to, you become refreshed again. Okay? And then next moment, you can do again. Okay? With refreshing. Constantly we do like this. This is a moment. So, that's why he says, since the explanation neither explains nor teaches, how can it compare to not explaining? Since listening neither hears nor attains, how can it compare to not listening? Still no explaining and no listening still amount to something. So even though no listening, no teaching, okay? or no moment, even though you say no moment, it is still explanations. So if you are present in real moment, you cannot say, I am in the realm of idea of moment, or I am present in the pure nature of the moment. You cannot say, because both completely working in peace and harmony. This is a present you, this is reality. You exist constantly, from moment to moment. That's why monk ask Zen teachers, what is the reason, what is the purpose of the Bodhidharma coming to China? And then the master Ma said, I am tired today and can't explain for you. And go ask Ji Chang, probably by the Rinzai tradition, maybe the Matsu would give big blows to him to awaken, you know. But in this case, Matsu didn't do this. And then he said, I am tired today. You should go to, you know, Ji Chang. Ji Chang is a Dhamma brother. Of Pai Chang. So when the monk asked Ji Chang, Chang said, "Why didn't you ask the teacher?" The monk says, "The teacher had me come here to ask you." Chang said, "I have a headache today and can't explain for you." And go ask elder brother Pai Chang. Anyway, he sent him to another person. Okay. And then when the monks asked elder brother Pai Chang, Pai Chang said, "At this point, after all, I don't understand." Yes, you cannot. You cannot explain. Will you stand up? Nothing. Nothing to pin down the place where you stand up. It is called moment, but if you say moment, it is already conceptualized world. The real moment is real pure moment before you get it. But if you attach to the pure moment, you know, before you get it, at that time you also attach to truth or purity. So it is already dualistic. So you have to stand up real reality, neither attached to the truth, neither attached to, anyway, phenomenal world. Where you are. What? Day to day. Right now, right here. So, nothing to say. Nothing to say. But if you don't say anything, people don't understand, how can you get it? You participate in that moment, real moment. We don't know. That's why we have to teach. But that teach is really Buddha's compassion, in order to guide, lead all sentient beings to reach real place where they should stand up. So when the monk related this to Master Ma, Master Ma said, "Chang head is white. Pai Chang head is black. Pai Chang is, I think, 14 years old younger than Ji Chang." So Ji Chuan's head is white. In this case, Chuan's head is white. Did you know the Chuan's head is white? Okay. Pai Chang's head is black. Hair is black. Did you know that? Well, in a sense, okay. Means nothing special. So what is the real moment? Real moment is if you see the microphone, that's it. When you do gassho, that's it. Because gassho itself is moment anyway. So karagiri, when you see the karagiri in a moment, the karagiri is not the idea of karagiri you have understood, but real karagiri is nothing but the moment. Okay. And next you can see somebody else, that is also not idea of somebody else. He is or she is exactly moment. So every day, what do you see? What do you meet? You meet always moment. So that moment is appears and disappears. When the moment appears, you can get it. Then next moment disappears. At that time, you have to return to zero. That's it. In other words, let it go. And then next moment, you can see somebody else, and then that is a moment. You can see it. Next moment, it disappears. Because if it doesn't disappear, how can you see, how can you contact to next moment? No. So you have to always carry the lots of moment behind you. You cannot do it. So you have to see the moment, live it around, and then you see the next moment. At that time, moment, all moment follow you and helps without disturbing you. Okay? This is our attitude. This is our practice anyway. So nothing particular. But if I say so, it's really boring. You know, it's something boring. Every day you just get up in the morning, wash your face, go to work. What is that? What is that teaching? So that's why we have to teach. We have to teach why we have to continue to this kind of life forever. If you always pushing the bottom of the button of the TV set, you know, every day, and then just pushing a button, it's really boring, don't you think so? And then we have to explain it. That is a screen, all news coming into the screen. The next moment, we are curious of many beings behind the tiny switch. That is electricity, music, and actor, actress, and the president of the United States, and the whole universe working together behind the tiny switch. But all we have to do is go contact with just tiny switch every day. What does it mean? It's really boring. But that's all we have to do. Basically, but we have lots of the consciousness working constantly. That's why you have to teach with the consciousness. How? You have to teach, talk about right now, tiny switch, simultaneously, you have to talk about whole universe behind the tiny switch. This is your mind. This is talking with the mind. Okay. Also, you have to deal with this TV tiny switch with your bodies, okay? With all sentient beings. You have to touch the tiny switch, but simultaneously, you have to touch the whole universe. This is the physical attitude toward human life. Okay? And then you have to talk about tiny switch with your mouth. Simultaneously, through this tiny switch, you have to talk whole universe. At that time, this is called real total dynamic working with tiny switch and whole universe. This is our practice, constantly. I think if you want to practice Buddhism and the Zen and the meditation, I think through your contemporary Americans, body, mind, and anywhere worse, okay, you should understand all human beings who exist past, present, future, anyway. You have to understand all human beings who exist in the 21st century, 22nd century, through your contemporary Americans, okay? Don't understand the American only, who exist now. It's really prejudice, narrow understanding. For this, you shouldn't judge immediately, whatever it is around your life, because it's pretty deep.
What's the difference between getting up every morning and pressing the button and turning on the TV and getting up every morning and pressing the button and turning on the TV and I'm trying to understand why you press the button?
Press the button of a TV set is just like when the time comes to get up, okay? You have to, your body and your attitude in a moment to get up is just like a tiny switch of a TV set. You have to push a button. Otherwise, your life doesn't work. So, moment, time, and opportunity, you get up in the morning, right now, right here, is just like a pushing the button of a tiny switch of a TV set. Otherwise, your life doesn't work. You understand? So just a pushing button, and then getting up in the morning, start to work. And then simultaneously, whole world comes into your one screen, so-called your body, your life. Next, all days, anyway, comes into you. When you get up in the morning, anyway, life starts. Okay? Life starts means thousands, millions, your nerve start to work anyway. Not only your bodies, peoples, the whole world work practically. That is a pushing a button of TV set example, as an example. Okay? So every morning, get up in the morning, this is just like a pushing a button of the TV set. Okay? And next, when you go to the bathroom and wash your face, this is also pushing a button, okay, of the TV set. So many practice of the pushing a button of a TV set. Anyway, this is form of everyday life. Okay? Is that clear? In other words, with pushing a button means that I have to push a button with the mind, with the words, with the body. Okay? So I have to push a button anywhere with the word, with the mouth. I am pushing the button of TV set now. Karagi, yes sir. You know, pushing button. And then simultaneously I am pushing the button of the TV set with all sentient beings because I want to know. Then pushing a button. So that is a pushing not only the tiny switch. Simultaneously you push the whole switch of the whole universe through the tiny switch. Anyway, this is a world with a world. Next, we with the bodies. Your attitude, physical attitude, is very steady because you push a tiny button, but simultaneously, physically, you push a whole universe. The whole universe comes into. And then your mind, anyway, penetrate TV and you. And President of the United States, and all sentient beings. At that time, it works. It really works. This is our practice. Okay? Every day. When you wash your face, you should do like that. Same things. Any other question?
What's so boring about that?
Because too simple. Don't you think so? Not excited. But we lack very much being excited. Always.
Mm-hmm.